Live from the Texas Hill Country, it's the podcast Conversations with My Teenage Self. Welcome, 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 and greetings. This is episode 18 in the podcast series, Conversations with My Teenage Self. And this is a fairly interesting song. It's another one of those songs that's kind of a hybrid. It's got some verses that were written back in 1979, but it's also got some verses that were written that definitely reflect my retired life in 2022. So let's dispense with the music first before we get into the lyrics. The guitar riff is something that came out of a jam session. These jam sessions my brother Tom and I used to play together. And the original lyrics came from a friend referred to as Wild Willie. We all smoked a lot of weed back then. But when I joined corporate America, it all came to an end because the company I worked for drug tested all the employees and had a zero tolerance policy, which means that if anybody tested positive, they were immediately fired. Then when I retired, I really did travel to Washington State to partake in legal weed since I had been deprived of it for 35 years. Legal weed was definitely something I was interested in. And America's at an interesting point in its history right now. Unlike the prohibition against alcohol, which was put in place by an amendment to the Constitution and then lifted by an amendment to the Constitution, meaning it was technically available to be legal everywhere in the country at the same time, what America's done recently in terms of cannabis is it's been a state-by-state decision. So we have some states where it is not legal, and it's something you definitely don't want to do or get caught doing. But then there are some states like Washington State where it's legal and it's fairly easy and inexpensive to obtain, and it's of a very high and consistent quality. So when I retired in January of 2018, I had my bucket list, and there were lots of amazing things I wanted to do, but one thing I really wanted to do was go out west to visit my friend in Olympia, where weed was legal, and try out what had been forbidden fruit to me for 35 years. So we go to a dispensary, we purchase some weed, and yes, I was caught first thing in the morning painting a room I wasn't supposed to with a paintbrush in each hand. And yes, I did go on a cruise with my wife, and we stopped off in Anchorage and picked up some edibles and took a train down to Valdez. And yes, we were the last ones to get on the boat. She was chatting with everybody in the train station. I was sitting on a bench just looking at the mountains, feeling blissful, when we heard the horn of the boat saying, "Hey, we're about to leave." And we had to grab our bags, run as fast as we could to get on that boat. Once we got there, we immediately got into the hot tub. I drank a beer, she drank some wine, and we watched all the other passengers go through the safety drills. So all this was a very true story. So this particular song resonates with me because it's all based on a true story. And it's based on something that people of my generation, those who grew up in Just Say Yes, but spent their careers working during Just Say No, can hopefully relate to, and they'll find something meaningful in this song. As for Wild Willie, who wrote a verse, I'm not sure which one, but he wrote one of them. If you're out there, Wild Willie, I just want to let you know, if this song makes any money, you're entitled to some royalties, so reach out to me, please. Without any further ado, here's They Call It Dope.
They say it messes up your mind, but it makes you feel fine. They call it dope. It's not that hard to find. If you got money, you can buy. They call it dope. I worked for corporate America for 35 long years. Didn't smoke any weed, but I drank a lot of beer. The day I retired, hopped a plane and headed west to a state chest. Or more specifically, in my lungs. Visit a friend in Olympia to help with some home repairs. Met me a bud tender who kindly showed me his wares. Early one morning I smoked some weed, started painting with a brush in each hand. Listening to Pink Floyd, one of my all-time favorite bands. My friend came in and said, "Nice job. But we really weren't supposed to paint that room." My wife and I went on a cruise in Alaska, bought some edibles along the way, ate them on the train to Valdez, knowing it was going to be a long day. We got to that cruise depot, feeling just a little buzzed. The last one's on the boat, the first one's in the hot tub. Yeah, we really didn't care where our cabin was. We really didn't do the safety drill that day. I grew up during Just Say Yes. It was definitely a groovy time. Then worked hard during Just Say No. Got drug tested all the time. Now that I'm through the 9-to-5, and half the states have legal weed, I hope I'm aging gracefully. I haven't gone to seed. Delta 8 may be great, and so might CBD. But for my money, I'm going THC. When I die, bury me deep. Put some weed beside my feet. Put some papers in my hand so I can party in the holy land.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and come back soon to listen to more episodes and to discover more songs from conversations with my teenage self. Make sure to check us out on the internet at thesongsofpeterray.com and peterandebbiestudios.com. Live from the Texas Hill Country, I'll see you next time.